The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this episode of Life Today, see the shocking reality of human trafficking and how young girls are abused and forced into sexual servitude.
A spike? Like a metal railroad spike? They put that into your leg?
But even in the midst of this pain and depravity, God's light shines through the darkness, and His love restores broken lives.
Amen.
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 Next on Life Today.
Well, it's a joy to come into your home or wherever you happen to be watching Life Today. Betty and I welcome you to the program. I'm James Robinson, and it is a thrill to be talking to you about what Betty and I are seeing in our prayer life and in our Bible study and just really spending time with the Lord and with people that I really believe live in the presence of the Lord. We are seeing the weight and the power and the presence of the kingdom of God, which Jesus said in the 4th chapter of Matthew, even before the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Not the heaven you're going to go to someday, but the kingdom of heaven, the presence of God, the power of God, the weight of God's glory is at hand. It is near. It's right here, right now. And what does that look like? Betty, I think a lot of people want to know, what does it look like to express kingdom life? I believe it is a release of the life of God and the love of God. And I think that's what people want to do. I think people who watch us not only want to receive the love of God, they want to know how we can share it. In other words, how can we literally release the life of God and the love of God where it touches and benefits others?
I agree with you, James. It's being able to really allow God to be alive in us. It's not just hanging in there, but it's allowing Him to express Himself freely through us.
Well, and I'm convinced that the viewers of Life Today all over the world are honestly asking that question. Not only, how can I find the help I need? And I think it's really important that you understand this. In kingdom life, where King Jesus is king, where God the Father is ruling in our lives, we are going to release where others can see it, His manifest presence. In other words, we're going to be a demonstration of the love that we as believers say God is. God is love. But people say, how do I see that? Well, in our mission outreaches all over the world, every one of you who watch us on any order of frequency at all, you have seen God's love in action through the missionaries. And you are the enablers. You are the ones. Now get this, as an individual, you who help enable the mission workers, those who have gone into the pit of despair and pain to put the arms of God around the suffering, you are the ones that enable them to do that. And I want to let you know, in kingdom life, in the purpose and will of God on planet Earth, you are critically important, more important than you could ever imagine. The missionaries have said they were totally helpless without people like you, people who watch this program, who understand the value and importance of what they're doing. Jeannie Rogers has been, Betty, with us since she was a teenager.
Okay.
And we were just out of our teens, so that means that we're a little ahead of Jeannie. And we just, I think she's up to 10 grandchildren now, and Betty and I have 11. But I'm sure with three sons who really take seriously, be fruitful and multiply, they're likely to have some more grandchildren. But Jeannie accepted Christ as a teenage girl when I was preaching, and Betty was there at that particular conference retreat where Jeannie found Christ. And Jeannie has not only been going and singing all over the world and blessing people, being a wonderful mother and a wife and a grandmother, but she's been a missionary. And she continually goes to the mission field, and she's just come back from Asia, just come back from Thailand where we opened the New Life Center, and she has quite a story to tell. Jeannie, we're glad to have you here. We're glad you got back safe. As a matter of fact, we know that the places you went where the sex trafficking is so horrific with the children that they've literally taken as sex slaves, we know it's dangerous, and we prayed because we knew you even went into areas that we're not actually at liberty to even describe the exact cities you were in, because it could jeopardize the safety of the mission workers. But you really came back with a heart full in light of what you saw and in the powerful effect of of the love of God through the missionaries and really because of our viewers.
Right.
And I know you wanted to share with our viewers what you saw and what the love of God is doing through our viewers as well as in the outreach to rescue life, to get these precious children and women out of the sex trafficking.
You know, James, what you said about kingdom, I mean, that's what this ministry is all about. You know, you've spoken so much truth to us, and we're in the Word as well, and we're seeing this thing about kingdom. And honestly, our whole team went over to Southeast Asia with that mindset that we have Christ inside of us. His Spirit lives in us to draw people into the kingdom and to set captives free, to free the oppressed, to take that gospel of the good news to the poor. And James, we go to some of the poorest nations. That's one of the reasons these girls get enslaved, because they come from such poverty and they go looking for help. And I, you know, the first place we went was to a city that I just said after one day, I feel like I have been to Sodom and Gomorrah today. This is today's Sodom and Gomorrah, because it was just one place after another, street after street after street, salons, massage parlors, karaoke bars, all of those places, all they are, James, is fronts for sex trade. And so we walked those streets, and it just grieved us, the darkness, the heaviness. We saw children on those streets. We saw one little girl being yanked like this, being pulled down the street in full makeup. She probably was 5 or 6 years old, in full makeup, being pulled quickly down the street into one of those salons. And I watched her go in, and they took her right into a back room. And we've already talked to enough people in that whole slave trafficking thing with traffickers as well as girls, and they say when they go into that back room, it's the real secret stuff that's going on, where the pedophiles are back there. They want little girls, and they'll pay lots of money for children to satisfy them and that lust that they have. But James, we went from that city straight into interviews with girls who are wanting to be rescued. They're on the street, and they're wanting to be rescued. And we met with them very privately. The first one, her story just shook me. I wanted to just stop and just grieve over what I heard her tell all of our team. And that was that she was at the age of 12. She had 3 brothers and sisters, and at the age of 12, they were orphaned. And it fell to her to be responsible to provide food for those children. So what typically happens to them when they are orphaned, or if there's some reason the family can't take care of them, if they're not sold, and they'll many times they'll go looking for a job in the city. And Shreyon is the one we talked to first. She went as a 12-year-old to the city, and the first thing that happened to her was that she has no card. They have to have an identification card. They can't get that till they're 18. She has no education, and she's wandering those streets trying to find some kind of job. She has been there for several days with no place to stay, no food, no money for food. And this nice old lady befriends her and says, I have a nice room I can take you to, and I have some food I'll get for you. She takes her to that room, puts her in the room, and then says, I'll be back. I'm going to get you some food. She didn't see her. The next thing happened is a man comes in, says, take all your clothes off. He starts fighting with her. She's struggling, screaming for help. Nobody came. He takes out a gun and holds that gun up to her and says, do what I say or I will kill you. And she tells her little story with those tears coming down her face and says, I just laid there and cried while he did everything he wanted to do.
You know, I know that you, in our heart, we think, how can people be so depraved that they even make that possible, or that they would do that to someone? And then you know, our viewers could be asking, well, just what can you do about that? I think it's really important for our viewers to understand that little girl that got trapped was a girl facing a very big challenge in her life and trying to make a way.
Right.
And it is, listen, primarily, it is those children that are right where she was when she was exploited and taken advantage of. There's a child that's just looking for help, or a family that can be misled into believing that if I send my child into the city, they're going to get them an education, mm-hmm. or they're going to get them work, or they're going to train them. And so they believe the lie. And Jeannie, when a little girl like that sees love like our missionaries have, that they're full of, and they see a place where they can go. When you ask, how can you get them out? That is, let's say for us, that's the easiest way to get them out, is when they are so vulnerable like she was, just looking for help. Yes. But then when they get trapped, just like the other women you referred to, where you went in then and talked to the ones that were down the road, not when she was trapped, but now they're in it, they still want out. And our viewers are able to help us rescue the child before they get into the exploitation by giving them a future, a secure future, but also the ones that want out, yes. giving them the way out. And sometimes it's risky for the missionaries, but if they have the enabling, if they have the financial support, and we're able to provide the place for them to go, then we're able to do it. And that's what our viewers do when we ask them, Betty, to help rescue life, and we tell them the average cost is $128. We're not exaggerating. When you see the desperation of these people, whether they're wanting out or we're able to get the children before they get in, that's what our viewers are enabling us to do with the incredible oversight of the missionaries.
It's wonderful to look in that little girl's face and say, we can get you out. But before we said, here's the plan to get you out, we said, but we want to first of all introduce you to Jesus Christ. And I started just telling her about my God that would love her and that would never be like that old lady that just betrayed her. Or those men. She even told us, James, and I don't know if our audience wants to hear this, but that one of the things that made her decide to run away was when her owners put 10 men in a room and put her in that room and closed the door with those 10 men. And she wept as she said, I was treated like an animal. So when we say we are ready to introduce you to a new life in Christ and a new life where we will give you a place, a safe place to live, and we'll teach you a skill so that you have a job, you have a way to feed yourself, you can take some money back home to those siblings that are probably at risk just like she is, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we had some hope to offer her, and she accepted Christ. It was such a beautiful scene, James. And then now, already, she is in a safe place. She's learning those skills.
She's learning a trade.
She is learning how to sew. She's learning how to make jewelry. And those are things that, without an education, you know, she can do to make a living. But we'll also educate them.
Well, you know, you had some, when we were talking earlier about how the weight and the presence of God, His kingdom, makes an imprint on even the people that we would despise or think were hopeless. You know, when you were talking, and Betty, we actually got to see a little clip of this where they were sharing with a pimp,
yes.
who's basically talking about these girls like they're just, you know, like they're animals or like
right.
they're just a piece of property. And he's very flippant about it and very indifferent. But all of a sudden, when the love of God came, you all were able to lead him to Christ.
Oh.
I want us to cut to that scene. I don't know whether you've seen it in detail, but I want to cut to it and just go back.
Yes.
And then you tell us how remarkable this was.
Actually, the old lady tricked her to be in the room and then let the man rape her and then sold her, you know, to other men one after another and never gave her money. At that time, she felt like so disgraced on herself that she was sold. And then when she was beaten all the time, she would think that it's better for her to be killed.
They beat them
and then locked in the room.
Locked in the room.
Yeah.
And they also put a spike in her leg.
A spike? Like a metal railroad spike? They put that into your leg? And here she is. She's caught in this trap, and she doesn't see any way out. People have owned her and forced her to perform many sexual acts, 10 men a day. You can look at her face and tell she doesn't want to do this. She hates it. She hates what she has to do again and again and again. I want to stop it.
Wow, Jeannie, that's who you were talking about a few minutes ago, and it has stopped for her now. Even since
yes.
you were there, she's in the training you referenced.
Well, every girl we talked to accepted Christ, you know, and we're in the process of getting these others out too, James. We just got her out so fast. It was, you know, it was great because it's dangerous to try to get them
well,
out.
Well, it is. And what about the man?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Well, here we talk about all these horrible things that are done to these girls, you know, and then our missionary says we have an opportunity to ask questions and talk to a trafficker. And we were like, we're going to talk to the enemy? You're going to let us just stand right there close? I mean, Janice Meyer, one of our team members, she's our photographer.
She
said she was just like, don't get him close to me. She's like, I want to take him out. And I mean, we were all making jokes on the way over, like, okay, we better not get Janice. Check Janice for box cutters. You know, we were like making a joke about it. But we all felt, we were all feeling this anger at this guy we haven't even met.
And then totally understandable.
Oh, we walk up, though. You know what, though? A lot of what you have said and a lot of what I've seen in the Word about kingdom prepared my heart. Before I walked up there, the Holy Spirit was already saying, don't hate him. Don't hate him. He's captive. And James, I walked up and I looked in the face of this young man, so ready to just see demonic, evil eyes and all this stuff. I didn't see it. Now I'm looking at him, asking him hard questions, which he answered so honestly and bluntly and like very graphically, you know. And so we were kind of shocked by his answers, but at the same time, if you saw me standing there going like this and listening, but you know what? From the very first question I asked him, while all the interpretations going on, the Holy Spirit had me praying for him to have his eyes open, for him to get saved. And here's 30 girls that he owns. 30 girls. I'm like, oh God, if he will accept you as Savior, then 30 girls could be set free.
Absolutely.
We know of other, we know
Absolutely.
Of a madam in India that had 12. Mm-hmm. She took all 12 out with her after she got saved, James. Mm. He could do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Why are we stopping with just, you know, we just put them over in this category and say, they are just too evil, you know. But Jesus is bringing his kingdom in all kinds of places, and he brought it. Guess who? Our producer, who is just so focused, you know, like on everything we're doing, you know, he said, have you ever heard of Jesus? I mean, in the middle of all this, you know. And then Janice goes, can I pray with you to receive Christ? And so here are the very ones that were, you know, going to get box cutters and surrounding him with love.
Right.
He felt the love, James. And honestly, after he prayed, he didn't want to leave. He just wanted to hang around stay in there with the fellowship and the love that he sensed and the acceptance that he sensed, you know. And I was standing and watching this scene of him and this whole new countenance on him. And I looked over to my other side, and here's a lineup of other traffickers. We know how to identify these guys. And there were like four of them standing over there, and here's their look. They're staring at him, and there's this dark, dark face and dark eyes, and they're watching him get prayed for. They're watching him fellowship, you know. And I'm like, he had already told us, if I ever try to get out of this, my life would be in danger.
Wow.
But you know what? One of the questions they asked as they led into him praying was, if you could have a different life, a whole different life besides this one you have, would you like to have a different life? And he said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just saw the door open to
kingdom to help. He was trapped too.
He's just trapped. Yeah. He was just one of those little village kids that came to the city because he's poor. Mm-hmm. And the only place that welcomed him was those gangsters. Mm-hmm. And they got him involved in selling drugs, and that's one of the reasons he does what he does to these girls, James. He says, I have to do this because I have to have my drug money.
Well, there's no way, Jeannie, that you could go time after time in Life Outreach could keep going if we didn't know that we could offer hope. And that's because of Jesus that we share with them, you know. And I believe that they sense that, don't you? That
yes.
When you're there, that they know there's something different.
Yes.
There's something that there's life in your expression to them and your love. They've never been love shown to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was another girl we interviewed that had, her mother had sold her to a Japanese man when she was 12 years old. And she wept and wept and said, I don't know why. I don't know why my mother never loved me. You know, and that kind of cruelty is hard for us to even identify with, you know. But I remember wrapping my arms around her and just saying, I want to be your mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, that seemed like such a little thing, you know. I want to be your mom.
Yeah, but you're actually saying that in the more appropriate words of a mother, mm-hmm. that I want to be, and you're really expressing the father's heart. He wants to be father. He wants to hold everyone. I don't know how many of you may have heard me some days back, maybe it was a week or two back, that I was praying with some of our leadership here, and I felt like I saw Jesus just get real excited. I had to use the term because I really looked up and told my staff what I felt like I saw. It was Jesus getting real excited by his Father. And I said, it was like he was saying, Father, look, mm-hmm. I was praying for a unity of spirit among believers. I was praying for a heart harmony, not only with God, but with one another. And we were beginning to see that happen miraculously across all sectarian walls, across the walls that are divided for too long and kept us apart, not only from one another, but actually keeping us apart from God. And I could see us coming together, and it was as though Jesus said, look, Father, we're going to finally get to put your arms around the world.
Yes.
Put the arms of love. And what you just heard Jeannie describing, this is totally supernatural. This is the weight of God's kingdom presence and power. This is fullness in the Spirit. This is not only walking in the Spirit, full of the Spirit, but understanding the presence and power, the prevailing glory of God, the imprint and the weight of God on everything around us when we're aware of that presence. And then we release that power. It doesn't matter what kingdom is there. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the influence of God in our lives. This is what we're doing together as believers when we join hearts and hands with the Father. We actually put his arms around the world. And there's no power too great for God to overcome, to tear down the gates of hell, those barriers that keep people in prison. This is the day Jesus said the captives can be set free. I'm going to open the eyes of the blind. That's what happened to that trafficker that Jeannie was talking about. He was trapped. The girls are trapped. The people that are going and using the girls are trapped. And it is the power of God. This is the good news of the gospel, that wherever you are, whoever you are valuable to God. You're important. And his life and his love can transform your life. And that's a message for you right where you are. I mean, you may need to call the telephone number you see there and say, look, pray with me. I need to be set free. I need to know God. I need to know him as my Father. And someone will be so happy to pray with you. And then you know this. We're doing our best. When I say we, it's a big we. It's all of us together. It's the family of God. The Bible talks about the church, the believers being the body of Christ. We reveal him. When we join together, we put hands out. I've said it many times, and it is so true. You become an expression of the heart of God, an extension of the hands of God. You release this river of life. You can right now, if you would, help us rescue some of these girls, some of these precious children. The average cost, this is not an exaggeration, this is what it takes. The average cost is $128 to rescue someone from the sex trafficking. That's what it takes. Mm-hmm. Could you help us do that? Would you help us do that? With all my heart, I pray you will. If you could help us save several of them from this horrible life, yes, and be a witness to people who are trapped in it and by it and a part of it, that's the power of God's love. But you are the enablers. You are the ones who keep the missionaries in place. You're the ones who make the life centers and the places of escape possible. You're the providers. And the average cost to do that, $128. If you can possibly help us from the bottom of my heart for His glory and His purpose, I ask you to help.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out. And we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture that demonstrates God's fatherly love for us as His children. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
Pray that if you happen to get a busy, that it's for two reasons. One, there's so many people calling to help because God knows we need everybody help. Everybody watch it. Are there people calling and saying, I want to know God. I want to know this Father. I want to move into His kingdom reality. You need to understand the butterfly effect. A butterfly, literally the motion of those little delicate wings can start a hurricane. You can release the power of God's love. And we're sending this to say thank you. I want to remind you, here it is, the Father's heart. That's what it's really, you are expressing the heart of the Father. Jeannie, when she referenced it, I said as a mother, mm-hmm. the mother's heart really is expressing the Father's heart. The Holy Spirit characteristics and the characteristic traits of the Holy Spirit, yes. more feminine than they are masculine.
Yes.
And so it's a combination of a whole, that it's the family of God, but we're revealing the heart
right.
of a Heavenly Father. If you could help us rescue 10 of these precious children, these girls, please do it. We want to be a blessing to you, but just know this. You're being used of God to set people free, literally to rescue life and set captives free. Mm-hmm. And from the bottom of our heart, we say thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.